from the trenches. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to From the Trenches, real life in the accounting industry. We are brought to you by BGL, Australia's number one corporate compliance and superannuation software. Go check them out. My name is David Boyer from Sequel, your financial mentor. My partner in crime, Paul Meisner, is gallivanting across the Greek islands. And so this week, we're going to do something a little bit different. With Paul traveling across the beautiful seascapes of Europe, I've been spending a lot of time at accounting conferences and producing a massive amount of content for you, our dear listener. So this week, what we have done is gotten in touch with two absolute jets of the cloud accounting area to talk about a topic which has been discussed, a lot of private conversations that both myself and Paul are involved with, and we imagine it's going to be quite important for you as well. Last week, the Women in Finance Award was held up in Sydney, and hundreds of well-deserving women were nominated for a range of awards, and many deserving winners came up and won the awards. But this started a bunch of conversations. Why is there a separate Women's in Finance Award? Why is there a separate Female Thought Leader of the Year Award? And does this actually progress the cause that women are fighting for, equal pay and equal opportunity in corporate Australia and in SMEs and in small accounting firms? Now, of course, Paul and I are not foolish. We obviously have never suffered discrimination because of our sex in our careers. And we're very aware that we're probably not the best people to talk about it, but we do have an ability to spark the conversation. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce our listeners to two people who've actually been on the show before. Heather Smith, most famous for doing a drive-by dropping at Accounting Business Expo at the start of the year. Heather is an absolute leader in the cloud accounting and advisory space and has a very long and successful career. We'll then jump on to Steph Hines from GrowthWise in Newcastle. Now, anyone who has seen Steph talk, no doubt, took down many notes of specific things that they can go back and do in their firms. She's great on the speaking circuit. She's invented such phrases as F the committee and ban all administration. We love her. She's a fan of the show. And we've got these two people who we really rate and we believe are progressing our industry to chat about the role of women in accounting and what can be done, if anything should be done, to help out. I'll leave it over to the ladies. Thanks, guys. Have a great week. I'm joined here with Heather Smith, who is a very noted writer within the cloud accounting industry. Heather, you literally wrote the book Zero for Dummies. And we're going to have a chat about women in accounting. It's something that Paul and I have been speaking about quite a bit, but we're also very conscious that it's not the role of I think we're the man, two white middle-aged men. I think we're not the people to sit there and talk about the best way to efficiently promote the careers of women. So thanks for joining us on the show to talk about something that happened last week, which was Women in Finance Awards.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on the show, David. Yes, love to talk with you today about this topic. Very passionate about this area. I will say that when I graduated and probably until I was about 35, I thought there was equality in the general world that I lived in. But it just seems more and more things seem to be sort of moving it backwards a little bit. And I think it's sensational that people strive to do various things and have various awards. But I'm not sure whether awards that are just for females, whether they break through the old boys club. And that is still very much, I'm finding perhaps as I'm getting older, perhaps as I'm getting more senior, that old boys club is really a sort of this strong mystical thing that I don't see. I don't know what the secrets are to break through to it, but I don't think necessarily gender-specific awards are the way to do that.
Will you just explain, what is the old boys club? Because I'm not conscious of it. There's no, I don't have the key to the executive bathroom. So what is it?
In last week in Brisbane, John Howard launched his book From Tattersalls, Men's Only Club, And at that book launch, he said that the Liberal Party needed more females in their party, but they didn't need quotas. Now, sorry for bringing up a party there. It's not a sort of, I don't want to say anything political there, but we still have men's only clubs running here in Brisbane, which I don't necessarily have too much of a problem with, but I do have a problem if we're actually doing business in those organisations that it's difficult for us to infiltrate and be equal. We are invited into them. We are not members of them. We are not part of them. We're not running through the system.
The Tattersalls Club isn't the accounting industry, though. So what is the disadvantage that women have within the accounting industry, and what would you like to see done to alleviate it?
Okay. Yes, absolutely isn't the accounting industry. I could mention that an accounting association regularly had their regular meetups there for a couple of years, but to the side of that, if we're talking in practice, we probably need to see more females moving up into partnership roles. That's not an area I really spend a lot of time in, but there does seem to be disparity in the number of females in senior partnership roles in practice. And one of the things that I see is the female and male, there does seem to be a gender pay gap between them, but maybe that is the mindset of the female not asking and not pushing for increasing their rates, which is something that a number of us females in the industry do encourage. And this is sort of the area that I would probably like to see more thought leadership and more encouragement on increasing your actual rate. There are tasks, there are activities that we do exactly the same, but the female, for whatever reason, maybe not necessarily. They even say on their, I see them listing on their websites, I don't charge the same as someone else out there in a big firm. Maybe the females are coming up through perhaps having parenting, having some time off work, not being full-time in the role and not necessarily seeing themselves as a full-time accountant in that role. But I think it's this, there is this sort of thing at the very high level that you're not sure whether you're actually going to get above that level. And there are events held that you're not necessarily, you can not necessarily break through into, that we kind of just hear about on the cusps of networking events that you're not necessarily invited to. So it's kind of a, you can't necessarily put a finger on it or define exactly what it is sometimes. So, yeah.
Well, Heather Smith, you're always invited at any event that I'm hosting. I can guarantee you that. You mentioned more thought leadership on this particular topic. Women in Finance Awards has a Female Thought Leader of the Year, which that's the one that sticks out for me, because I know plenty of women who compete pound for pound with any man out there on, particularly in our industry, on ideas of where the future is for our industry, how to deal with current challenges that we have. In fact, if I actually go through my close network of mentors of people I talk to for challenges in the business, there's a lot of women in there, Heather. So
yeah.
Does the awards, which is designed to promote, and it's advocated by Katarina Torian at Accountants Daily, who is a very, very passionate about advancing women through corporate Australia. It is a corporate event. Why in particular does this award seem to harbour a division within the community of, is this actually good?
I think essentially everything that Katarina and the awards are doing is done for good, and they are trying to do something very much for good. And I've got nothing against anyone who wants to put themselves up for those awards, and I think that there's some benefits around the way that they're then brought back into, guided through, brought into events, etc., and showcased, which is sensational. But if, on the other hand, we had a Men's in Finance Award, there would be an outcry. It would probably make the news in America if we actually had something like that, which is that's always why have something just female alone and not have something male alone, which we wouldn't want. I wouldn't want to see that.
But there's a counter argument to that, which is that where there is an element of disadvantage in society, and there is, you know, the fact that there's wage gap proves that there's an element. We do things to try to promote the gap and bring the people that are perceived to be on the lower rung up to the next rung, or try to lead them through.
Yeah, look, I think if that awards and that movement helps that discussion, then that is an excellent thing. As a mother of two children, who male and female children, it's constantly the battle between, am I getting the same opportunities as my counterpart, the female out there? So I can see that there is is everyone getting the same opportunities there? And would it be better to have, like in the Academy Awards, you have a best female thought leader and best male thought leader? What are your thoughts on having something like that?
It's irrelevant. To be blunt, like, it's aside from the fact that it demeans the quality and status of the award, who actually cares what gender the person is? The problem with these particular awards, though, are self-nominated. So they're not necessarily, you have to put yourself out there to win these awards. Even if somebody else nominates you, you need to have
yeah.
So it's not quite like the Academy.
No, and I don't go, oh, no, wait there, the Academy, you very much have to agree to be nominated, and you and there is tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in promoting you to go towards winning at the Academy.
I've watched Entourage. I think they nailed it.
Did they ever watch that? I think that there's benefit in actually going through the structural process of doing an awards. I think perhaps what we're doing is, aside from the Woman in Finance Award, we're drowning in awards at the moment. I'm going to conferences and someone's putting up on the slideshow, this is all the awards I won in the last year. And they've won like 8 to 12 awards, which is ridiculous. And they're then saying, oh, well, I actually, the same award submission I'm just repeatedly using for each one. And you're sitting there going, oh, okay.
There's somebody out there who promotes themselves that they've been nominated 5 times in 3 years for the same category. How does that happen?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I think, like, both you and I, we occasionally put ourselves up for awards, but we're drowning in awards. And I perhaps would much rather see thought-provoking articles within the media or on podcasts about it. And maybe through having the a woman in finance awards, they're actually meeting each other and they're actually going through some structured process that can actually surface them to bring out further thought leadership, bring out further content from them of what needs to happen, and maybe opportunities for everyone in the industry. Yes, something I think needs to happen. That's not necessarily the route that I would necessarily go.
But
it's great that Katrina is doing something about it.
Heather Smith, thanks for coming on From the Trenches. Now, you produce an amazing newsletter about all of the changes, recent updates, events in the cloud accounting industry. I'm a beneficiary of it. I love getting it. How do people get access to your newsletter?
My newsletter is found at heathersmithsmallbusiness.com/newsletter if you'd like to subscribe. And there's a few snippets there that you can read as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. I'm joined here with Steph Hines from GrowthWise. Listeners will be familiar with Steph. Steph, welcome back to From the Trenches.
Thanks for having me back. Always fun with you.
I'm glad that you say that because I think it's always fun with you. But we're talking about a bit of a serious topic today. Last week was the very high-profile Women in Finance Awards. Sparked a bit of a debate within a private conversation that you and I are in with different people having different opinions on, is this actually good for the female cause of leadership and prominence and promotion throughout their careers, or is it a distraction, or is it just marketing? And I've had a chat to Paul about it. It's a tough thing for two white middle-aged men to talk about without... It's just an easy thing to trip up on, isn't it, when talking about it? So let's go to people who are really good at what they do and get some expert opinions. Steph, what is the challenge facing women in the accounting industry?
Well, I struggle with this, and I have a very, very clear opinion that I will never, ever enter a Women in Finance award. I will actually never, ever enter a women's only award, or I'm not involved in women's groups and any of those things. And it comes from two really distinct places. The first one is I've never experienced discrimination for being a woman in my life. I've never experienced a glass ceiling for being a woman. I've never had any issues for being a woman. And really, I've never experienced anything different than what I assume any other of my male colleagues and friends have experienced. And I think this comes from the fact that I play in the small business world, right? I'm a small business owner myself. The clients that we deal with are small business owners. And so small business just kind of rolls up their sleeve and gets stuff done. That's just who we are. That's just how small business in Australia specifically operates. And I know I'm coming from I've never worked a corporate job. I've never kind of had that real, very corporate feel. So I can't speak for what it's like from a corporate standpoint. But I have a massive issue with discussing how women need to be propped up and how women need these awards and how women need to have quotas on boards and all of these women things when that's just discriminatory against men. Why aren't all of you getting to stand up there and say, hang on a minute, what about us men? And for me in my career, I don't want to compete against half of the population. I don't want to know that I'm good in comparison to 50% of the population. I want to know that I'm great in comparison to everyone, not just a little subset. And so for me, when we're having these women discussions, I have a really, really big problem with it. And I don't often speak about this at all, so you're the first. Congratulations for you.
Central over from the trenches. The 7:30 reports, we're going to put them out of business. The ABC doesn't shut them down.
Well, you're already way better than them anyway. But I think this is a real problem because for our young people, and it's not just girls, but for our young people who are coming through, certainly in any businesses that I deal with, they don't have any problems, right? There's no glass ceiling. They don't need to be celebrated any more than what the guys do. We all need to be equal. And as part of these discussions, I think you made a brilliant point before that the Australian culture is so embracing. And it doesn't matter if you're a girl, a boy, it doesn't matter what religion you are, it doesn't matter where you came from. The Australian culture, for the most part in business, is just so opening and no one really cares. And I think part of this discussion that we keep having, how we're thinking is so important, is just a discussion for the sake of keeping something going. And we were talking before, you know, my mum would be 72 at this point in time. And I'm sure in her beginning of her career, when she was, 18 to 20, she worked at the Commonwealth Bank and she did tell stories about how she needed to outperform and she needed to do all of these things. But one of the things that she taught me was by the middle of her career, that wasn't even an issue anymore. Like being a woman for her was not an issue at all. And so by the end of her career, this was 100% not an issue. And she always taught me that it doesn't matter. You just be you. You go do what you want to do and therefore you will succeed in whatever it is that you want to do.
Would your advice be to any female, because there's different stages of your career, like you build your reputation and then once you've proved your worth to someone, then I think it actually becomes easier because people just want jobs done. And then it gets harder again because you start getting to the pointy end of jobs where it's just really competitive, irrespective, and there probably is some cronyism in some places. It's a problem with that organisation. Perhaps one of our industry bodies might count as one of those. But is your advice for people, I guess, the women at the start of their careers, to just act like there isn't a difference? Because in the way you're talking is that it is an even meritocracy. There is no imbalance through the views of people making decisions on who gets what role and what opportunity.
That is definitely my advice. And I think the younger that you are in your career, the more this rings true. So I just probably couldn't tell you, but for going outside and counting how many boys versus how many girls we have in our office, I don't even know, because it's not even something that we consider or think about. We go, here's the position that we really, really want. We go interview a bunch of people and we go, you're going to be awesome at that position. Let's go. This is fantastic. And I know all of our clients hire exactly the same as that as well. And you know, I think if you have a look at apprenticeships, there are so many girl electricians now, as an example, and we've got bunches of painters and mechanics and all sorts of stuff. And there are girl apprentices absolutely everywhere. Yet we seem to be focusing on this fact that, oh, poor girls, poor women, when I think we should just be focusing on encouraging everyone to go do what they're really good at, and more importantly, what they really, really love. And I've had lots of conversations with girlfriends of mine who have had really amazing prominent positions in good corporations. And again, my view here is that, you know, they'll tell you they've never been discriminated against for being women because they were just really good at their job. So therefore, they just kept on getting promoted and promoted. And sometimes women make a choice and a decision that they actually don't want to be CEO. And they don't want to go and do this role or this role. And guess what? There's a whole host of men that make that exact same decision as well, that says, you know what, I actually think this corporate ladder position would be terrifying. Let's get out of that and let's go start our own thing. And we don't seem to encourage that. We just seem to think that, okay, we need more women in this position and we need more women in this type of position, and therefore we need to celebrate more women in finance. Well, my question is why? Why do we have to celebrate more women in finance? Why aren't we celebrating more men in finance? Why aren't we out there celebrating more women as mechanics?
Well, given that one of the biggest challenges in the tax practitioner industry is the aging population of the tax agent, I dare say the one thing we should be celebrating is Young Tax Agent of the Year, because that is a legitimate problem for the country. There aren't enough tax collectors, Steph.
Correct. We should just be celebrating anyone who wants to be an accountant full stop, right? Isn't that this?
I think that'll please our entire audience. Well, a bunch of accountants listening. Steph, thanks very much for coming and having a chat about an issue that's sometimes seen as quite sensitive, but I think you and I are both at the same page. Say, well, no, it's not. Just go out and get the job done. And there's enough. And it's almost like, because there's so much social media now, even within organisations on organisational chat groups and, you know, smaller businesses using Slack and bigger businesses using Yammer, there's more and more egalitarian opportunities to stand out, isn't there?
100%. And my advice is always just go be you. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what sex you are, what religion you are, where you came from, what your background is, how you grew up. Just go be you.
Well, I won't take you too much time, because then you probably want to go and lodge some tax returns then, Steph. So thank you very much for coming on From the Trenches. We will see you very soon.
Thanks.
Thanks again for listening to an episode of From the Trenches. David and I love to hear from listeners, so you can reach out if you've got feedback or story ideas. Get in touch. I can be reached on Twitter at @PaulMeissner_ or on LinkedIn, Paul Meissner.
I'm on Twitter @DavidBoyar, Boyar, on LinkedIn, David Boyar.